And welcome back. From the Stand is supported by the Commemorative Air Force, hosting Air Show 2014, October 11th and 12th in Midland, Texas. With more than 11,000 members, the CAF honors America's military aviation heritage through flight, remembrance, and education. You can find out more at commemorativeairforce.org. And joining me right now, Sean D. Tucker.
Well, good morning, Mr. Steve. How are you?
I am well. And you, sir?
I am a happy camper because I am at EAA 2014. Team baby.
There you go. You have taken on a pretty important role with the Young Eagles program in the last year. Tell us a little bit about your chairmanship so far.
Well, I wouldn't call it an important role. I'd call it an amazing role. Okay. And it's an amazing experience for me to be involved, number one, with Young Eagles. Mm-hmm. And now as chairman, you know, people say, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to change? And I said, I just don't want to screw it up. And so I've had such a blast this year. At every venue that I perform at, I take a Young Eagle flying for the media so they can get the word out to America. And so that's really been a lot of fun because I love flying with the kids. And some of the kids write stories about it, and then they and some do contests to write what flying means, and they've never flown, and it's very touching. But what really touches my heart is our volunteers. I mean, I gotta tell you, Steve, these men and women who do this, who not only fly them, but organize it, I get to fly with them at every venue. And oh my goodness, you know, it just makes you so proud to be a part of this organization, because what the EAA members are everything that's righteous about being an American, and that's EAA members, and these men and women who volunteer their time and give of their money and share their passion for flight and share it with America. I think we got one of the biggest air forces in the world. And I know we got one of the most passionate air forces in the world. 8,000 pilots a year give 50,000 Young Eagle rides. And, you know, and the men and women who do it, I think get just as much and have just as much fun as the kids seeing it, because we get to look through their eyes as if it's our first flight, and it's a blast. And so I'm having a blast. I started a give back program on Wednesday night. We're giving three prizes to the volunteers.
Okay.
And which is really going to be a lot of fun, and because I want to give back, I want to thank our amazing volunteers. And so I'm loving my job. It gives me a chance to spread the message at air shows across the world. I fly in front of about 6 million people a year, but I'm just honored to be a part of this EAA family.
Well, good. Wait, you're talking about give back. Can you give us any details on what you have in mind?
Well, I got my watch sponsor is agreed to. We're presenting a Tutima watch as a grand prize, and then my flight school is given an upset course, all expenses paid. That's normally cost about $5,000, and we're going to fly them out to California, and my flight academy has donated that. And then my friend White T. Coleman, the Two Bros Aviation, we're flying some people down on Southwest, and they're going to get a couple float plane ratings. And so this is just the start, because our vendors out here want to give back as well.
Good.
And so I think this just, we're going to get the momentum going.
Great, great. And you put a new energy into the program. Of course, everything you do has energy, which is great. But you've also not only reached heights in your airplane, but you've been doing a little climbing in the last year as well.
I started this quest to climb big mountains about 3 years ago, and I have since climbed Kilimanjaro a couple times. I did it one time with a couple EAA members. In fact, all of them were EAA members. And I said, wow, 19,541 feet? That was fun. And I had so much fun. 11 months later, I did it again with my wife.
Okay.
And it was even more fun. And then I said, well, you know, anytime you go into an experience, you come out a different person, and I like the challenges and the adversity. Last winter, I went and climbed Aconcagua, which is almost a 23,000 foot mountain. It was fun, but it was tough. But I just love the challenge. A couple weeks ago, I went to Switzerland, and I was trying to climb the Matterhorn, and the weather got bad, and we had to turn around because it was too dangerous. But I loved, you know, life's about pushing your boundaries. That's what we do when we fly, and it just it forces me to, number one, stay in a higher level of fitness so I could still do my job as an air show performer. But number two, it just keeps my passion up. And, you know, and that's our fuel. Right. As an EA member, as a pilot, if you're passionate, you never weakened. You're always strong in conviction of purpose, and you're always striving to the next level.
Great. How different was training for the climbs compared to the training regimen that you do for air shows?
You know, it's very similar. It's in my job, you know, I see a 9.5 positive and 7.5 to 8 negative, and it's really an athletic event, and it's hard. It is hard, and I think that's why I like my job so much, because it is hard. I enjoy having to practice all the time. I enjoy having to prepare all the time. I enjoy that I have to be technically on a higher level to fly this way and to do it safely. And when you're training for a mountain, it's the same thing. You got to be mentally tough, and you got to get up in the morning when you don't want to, and you got to train for that as well, and you got to train months in advance. And as an air show pilot, you know, I probably practice 700 times a year, because I practiced this morning and I'm not even performing today.
Right.
I'm going to practice this afternoon for the same reason, because when you get into this arena called the aerobatic box, you change. You're now living in the present, and the wings have to be your arm. And when you're flying, it's about nuance. It's just touch. You just don't throw the airplane around. You nudge it around, and you utilize the gyroscopic forces, and you got to feel it. The only way you can feel it is to be a part of it. And the only way you can be a part of it is to be in that machine all the time. And when you're there, you're in the present. And when you're in the presence, that's when you're the most joyful.
Yeah. Is there anything about the climbing experience that surprised you? You know, going into, you had one thought in mind, and then when you were actually in it, it said, wow, that was different.
Well, what really surprised me on summit day of Aconcagua is at 22,000 feet, and I'm like 4 hours away, and my body's collapsing, and I'm looking at the summit with one eye as I'm crashing into the snowbank, because it surprised me. I go, I can't believe it. This mountain's going to kick my butt. And I'm laying down there in the snow, throwing up, and I told the guide, I said, don't you dare turn me. I just got to catch my breath a little bit and regroup. But it surprised me that even if you want to do it you know, from your core, as bad as you want it, sometimes you can't do it. I was able to summit that day, but it surprised me that I almost did it, you know. And that's like the boundaries in flying. Some days, you know, you got to do a go around, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that.
That's right. We're looking at the airshow industry this year being much more energized than it was last year.
Yeah.
How's it feeling from your perspective?
Oh, it's great. The crowds have been huge. You know, I expect a huge week for EAA. We're starting out a great day. You know, having the Thunderbirds here, this is just historic, to incorporate a military jet team. You know, so more people from the communities will be coming as well, and they're going to see us.
Right.
You know, we're coming anyway. Now we can get other people, other new potential members. You know, we're the best bargain in America. What is it, $40 to be an EAA member?
Yep.
$40 to become part of this family? I mean, and so I'm very excited about that, and the crowds have been huge at every air show I've been at, because there was a pent-up demand. That sequestration almost destroyed our industry.
Right.
I mean, it was really tough. The only highlights I had last year was Oshkosh. That's it.
Finally, we've got a program tonight at Theater in the Woods you're going to host. And talking about Paul, remembering him, what are some of your favorite memories?
You know, well, with Paul, number one is every time I see him, he says, don't do nothing dumb. He gives you a big old kiss on the cheek. And says, and he's been saying that to me for over two decades since I've been here at EAA and performing. But I think with Paul, I was thinking yesterday at his memorial, what he's accomplished and his reverence to the human spirit, to his reverence to aviation, and his love of humanity. If you think what he's done to allow us to come together as a family, and we always came first. It wasn't about Paul, it was about his family, and the careers he's created, the industries he's created by allowing us all to come together. This is a very special organization.
It is. Indeed. Tonight, what time is the program?
I can't remember. I'll have to look on the schedule.
Okay.
It is after theater, dinner.
After dinner.
I think it's at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at Theater in the Woods.
That's
check.
1800, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's at 1800.
Last time I checked.
Okay.
All right. Sean, thank you for joining us this morning. You're off to the Lycoming booth.
Going to see my friends at Lycoming.
All right. Stop over and see them if you got a chance. Do you know the booth number?
It's in the middle.
Okay.
Okay.
Look for the Lycoming sign. You'll see Sean there. And again, thank you for joining us. We look forward to the program tonight. You are listening to Live from the Stand on EIA Radio.